Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We on?
Yes, we are.
I had a really weird thing happen yesterday where we were driving back from my mom's condo, which is over in like Virginia Highlands. And so we're driving to go get on the freeway and Freedom Parkway, right? Mm-hmm. You cross Boulevard and then you kind of go down that little overpass and then you go get on 20 or whatever. And on the off ramp going the other direction was cars just scattered everywhere, like bumpers everywhere. Smoke still going, like one car there was like a person like hanging out the window, like looked dead,
right?
Like, and we're like trying to tell Lily not to look, and it's like what the fuck just happened? Like, did a bomb go off? Like, what in the fucking world just happened? And we're Googling it, and we get home, we're trying to watch on the news, trying to see what it was. A movie set. It was a fucking movie set.
Really?
Yeah. It was so relieving because, right, I was like, I saw four dead people. Like,
do,
there was,
you know,
I don't know what the movie's called, okay, but Ashley texted me this morning. She was like, yeah, I guess Emma Watson or something is shooting a new movie
Emma
in Atlanta.
Emma Watson's in town? I got to go, guys.
See you guys later, Abe. But yeah, it was like, it was gross. Like, I couldn't possibly have imagined what would have really happened in order. I was like, did a semi truck lose its brakes and rear end all these
cars?
That's
what I was going to say. It sounded like a truck.
It was very gory and very gross. And like, I don't know, we were talking about it the way I'm like, what the fuck? And like, why were there no ambulances? Right. Like, what's going on? So yeah, it was a movie. we got by the new Hollywood.
Emma Watson's only got one project currently, if it was in fact Emma Watson, a movie called While We Were Young.
Well, there's going to be a gory car crash in that movie. Emma Stone.
I mean, all the same, I still got to go, guys.
Emma Stone.
I think she's married with a kid.
Dang it. So I guess you don't have a chance then.
You know.
You could ruin their marriage.
I'm not that type of person.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess you won't.
That's pretty cool, though.
Just cross it off the list then. It's cool now. Right. I wish I would have known at the time because, like, you know, I was glancing over and I was like, oh my God. It was like just a bloody head. You know, I guess I probably should have known in hindsight.
Right.
It
was but at little, that time.
A little, yeah. At the time, you don't think about it. Right, and it was like, right, oh, my God, did we just come up on this? Should we call 911? No, they probably know. It was surprising. But
that's crazy.
Glad to hear probably no one died.
And you don't know what it was? You don't know what the movie was?
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
There's
what it's
a
called,
movie called Misadventure. I don't think it's Cruella 2. So there's a movie called Misadventure with Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, Steve Carell.
Oh.
Not much is known about it yet.
That was the cast of the movie. They were in a movie together before.
Stone and Gosling? They were in La La Land.
No. That all those people were in Crazy Stupid Love. That was the whole cast of that movie, I think.
Maybe
no,
it's a
secret. No clue.
She's got five upcoming movies. So
it could be any of them.
Yeah,
it's just probably no not clue. Cruella, too. That's all.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Why
Cruella.
Don't we make coffee anymore?
We ran out.
Oh,
don't
nobody's...
we have that nice coffee maker?
Yeah,
I was just
looking at that coffee maker. It's like,
it's kind of gross.
Yeah. I had to get a new one this weekend.
We ran out of Folgers and I didn't buy more.
Okay, I can remember. I was like,
do we have some?
Yeah, somewhere? I was just curious because maybe
not on my side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not drinking out of that coffee thing, but yeah.
Well, there's the other coffee maker.
I could wash it. Yeah,
I don't think you can wash that one.
I wonder. I haven't looked in here in a while.
Long gone.
That's actually clean in there. Okay. It's just coffee. It's not going to hurt you. It's just dirty from coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, okay.
It'd toughen you up a little bit.
Yeah. The coffee maker, I'm done with the beans and all that other fancy shit. Going back to old school Folgers.
Folgers are beans?
No, I'm talking about the ones that are already brewed, not the beans that you know, the grinder.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to grind it. The pre-ground?
Yeah, down with all that.
Yeah,
down
I
with
mean,
all that fancy shit.
It can't be that much better, right?
I used my new coffee maker today. I don't know what she bought. She bought some shit from Costco. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
It was perfectly fine.
Freshly ground versus pre-ground. in your homemade coffee maker, you're probably not going to taste that much of a difference.
Yeah.
Now, I had an adventure on the highway Saturday night trying to leave Mercedes-Benz Stadium from the United game, and I pull on to 85, 75 north, and it is just completely stopped. Not like traffic. I mean, just stopped. And sit there for like 25 minutes, and then all of a sudden, every lane just starts going. So that obviously there was something up ahead. It better not have been that fucking movie.
It might have been.
Cost me 30 minutes.
It might have been.
But they eventually cleared off whatever they needed to clear off, I guess, and they had closed down the whole everything.
Oh, you
everything
know, that's interesting, because we Googled, because when we were driving over there earlier in the day, we Google mapped it just to see what the best route was, and something was closed off. I don't remember if it was Abernathy, or maybe it was, it might have been Freedom. I don't know. But it was closed off for a long stretch. It might have been for movie filming, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times that's what it is. When sure. streets like that.
Especially
are,
in Atlanta.
Closed off.
Yeah, yeah, around a ton here, of around movies here. Nowadays.
Yeah.
but this was at like 11:40 at night, and I was not happy. Been a long day. I just wanted to get home.
Bad soccer game.
Oh, how'd my girl do? I saw the one highlight.
They lost 2-0. Mukhtar just fucking owns them.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Oh, I know they fucking lost. I thought I was talking about my baby. Oh, yeah, I know they fucking lost. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That, everybody scores on the wrong goal and all that stuff. But she did good. She was a lot more engaged than last year.
She get carded?
No cards, luckily. It's amazing the difference just between three-year-olds and four-year-olds right. in terms of like attention span and all that. And then you also have to think about probably the difference, because they're all four, right? But some kids are four, about to be five, versus Lily, who just turned four. That's a huge difference, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, no, she did good. She was running around.
Is this boys and girls same?
Yeah, yeah, it's co-ed.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah. It's co-ed. It's like however many kids show up, it's not, there's no numbers. I think it was 6-on-8.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't make a difference. Right. There's no goalies. Like, they just run around in a swarm.
Yeah, yeah. I get the swarm thing.
There might be one or two kids that kind of have an idea
right.
of what they're supposed to do. But for the most part, everybody kind of just runs around and tries to kick it.
That's crazy because,
it was good.
It's Burmese weather because this dude, I had to drag him in the house.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
I got drag
it's
him.
Just going to get worse.
come on.
Like, wait till it's like November. Dude, he's gonna be so happy to be outside.
I was like, come on, man! Like, he's just in this morning, he got to put their claws out and try to stop you. Like, dude, I gotta go to work.
He's like, no, it's 65 degrees outside. Yeah, I need to be out here. Yeah. You guys have me in Georgia with all this hair.